How you guys doing? And welcome to Sarandino's True Talk. We got a special episode here with my guest. Everybody knows him as the crazy Russian uncle. You can catch him everywhere from Jersey to Miami. He's my elected official of governor of Move Your Ass Republic. He's known to hula hoop and smoke joints on the weekends. This guy is a great inspiration and I love him to death. I've been following him for quite a bit of time now, and I got tons of questions for you. But first off, we were just talking about it. You're back at Miami, and you travel back and forth all the time. So, first of all, introduce yourself to Sarandino's community and to everybody who don't know you, where they can follow you on Instagram. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, guys. How are you? Hey, listen, first of all, I want to say thank you very much for inviting me. And you are a really true inspiration. And I've been following you. And I know that you're a veteran. And I'm very passionate about veterans. And
Correct.
it's my honor, really. And thank you. And I'm gladly answer all your questions. Just
Gotcha.
and I don't know. I'm an Instagram personality.
Correct.
My children said that I should call myself a life coach, but it doesn't matter. I just every day I try to put one or two posts every day, and it's all about what I feel or what it's happening. It might take, it's all not always be agreeable as everybody, but. I'm an immigrant,
I
so
gotcha.
I know both sides. And when I place a judgment, which is I say I usually don't like this, but we subconsciously place a judgment on things. So and that's what is some people can resonate, some people get upset, some people get really nasty. But this is a social media platform, so
Yep.
you
And
get.
I would definitely say that I really appreciate how you handle it, even the adversity, because you get some tough people and then they'll start bashing you and you just hit them with kindness. And I love that fact. And it really just resonates on the positivity and the changes you've made in people. So yeah, man, we're gonna get into it. I do have a couple of set pre-questions that I wanted to ask you. So we'll go through as many as we can within our timeline. And like I said, if anything gets too much or too little, you just let me know and we'll work around it. All right. So one of
Everything
the
go with
first
me.
questions I wanted to ask you, I see 2 days ago you just recently got an award from the actual American Legion, correct me if I'm wrong. So go ahead and speak towards that. Let us know how that experience was and what was
This
going on
that's
there.
what it was for the veterans. This was last year, actually. Award was received last year. I involved with my veterans. Right nearby me, there is a post. And I got to know him. There's a veterans from some of them is all this Korean War, some of them Desert Storm. Some good people, and I got to know them. And I bring him beer to the vodka.
In
And
crazy Russian uncle fashion, I would think none the less of you. I'm surprised it
yeah.
wasn't vodka.
And I tried to participate in their activity. For instance, they go to the veteran hospital a few times a year to host a barbecue to the veterans with PTSD. And I like to participate. I usually go, cheer them up, serve them, get to talk to them. So it's very close to my heart. And and this was a surprise award because it was a gathering of the veterans and commander asked me if, come, Michael. I said, yeah, I come with my wife. And my wife said, yeah, let's go. And we sit down, and all of a sudden they call me in. I even wasn't expected. So it was a good. I sent them email because I wasn't there for the Veterans Day. So I sent them email and I, to congratulate them. But they all cool, fun people. A lot of, it's amazing. I get a lot of positivity, and I get personal with them, and get to have a drink with some, and they, you know, like a real people. Some of them is really old, but they still, you know, they have a spark. You know, a lot of them went through combat and with a lot of health problem, but it's, I like to help them and I like to learn a lot of stuff from there. That's gotcha. Where you, that's where you get to see the real stuff.
Absolutely. Any of those stories resonate with you, or maybe something that, well, I guess tell a little bit people about your past or your upbringing, where you came from. Maybe that'll give them a little bit more perspective, you know. So me, I know you don't know much about me, but originally from Puerto Rico, and I went over to New York City. So I live in New York City for a long time, and I kind of pinged around. So I've been everywhere in the States.
I strolled to your story, so I was trying to understand, because we're friends on Instagram for a while and we communicate. But I tried to understand, and I went through this, and I see that you are a true hero and you are true inspiration, you know, and pretty much made a picture. My story is also, my story is much more simpler, because I didn't never have an experience like you did, but I have an immigrant experience, you know. Exactly. I come to when I was 19 years old, from Soviet Union back then. Mm-hmm. And so without my parents, because my parents wasn't allowed to leave. And the reason I'm connected to veterans, for instance, with passionate, because I come from Soviet Union, and Soviet Union was involved in a World War II.
Correct.
And lost a lot of people, you know, in millions. So, you know, we are growing up in Soviet Union. We was taught about this war, I mean, to the very core, mm-hmm. you know, how it happened. Plus, I'm Jewish, so, you know, the World War II really, you know, Holocaust pay, you know. And so when in every, you know, in Soviet Union, in every family was a casualty, regardless, you know, when 20 million people died in the war directly, or in other, they say 20, 30 million people died because of the communism, you know, the cruel regime. So, you know, you come very aware of the situation, we had my grandparents die in, great-grandparents die in the war. My aunt was in, in resistance for the Nazis. And so we connected. And, you know, who my generation, everybody who was living in Soviet Union, they very much aware of World War II because of the casualties, of the cruelty of what was inflicted. So for us children growing up, it was very, very, you know, very real. And it was, and to learn, it was a, it was a necessary for the state. State was really pushing on the issue of patriotism, and that's my story. And I come when I'm 19 years old, and I start chasing American dream.
Gotcha. And I mean, it's an honor to really speak to it, because you really, to me, you're a true patriot of America. Because even though you weren't, you know, from originally from this land, but learning about those freedoms and pushing that, it's so nice to see an immigrant do it as well. Because sometimes, like I said, if not me, then who, right? Who's going to make that change? So it was honestly a real pleasure to see everything you've done. I mean, I've only followed you a little over 2 years, and I tell you what, the little things. I mean, poor Pedro, you'd be bothering him on the beach all the time. I mean, you know what I mean? I really appreciate your content, and it makes it light. It makes it fun, and so much fun.
Try to mix it up, because but patriotism, of course. Listen, I'm very patriotic to this country. This country mm-hmm. give it to me everything that I have.
Exactly.
$50 in my pocket in November in one sweater, have nothing, no parents, nobody. And you know, I probably could have done better, but, you know, learning language and everything. And this country give me everything. So, listen, I give it everything to my country.
Gotcha. You know,
my children was born here. And look, there is, things are changing. It's different country when I come. It's different than when I come here. Things are changing, but hey, listen, we're living history like everywhere else, but that's the best place. Absolutely. I travel with my daughter lives in France, you know, she studied there, but you know, and maybe their food are taste better, and their architecture are more old, and you know, the history goes back in a century. But that's the place, my friend. That's the place for me. I love it.
Now, I know you know tons of people and you have tons of story, and I wish I can pick you apart, but we don't have enough hours in the day. One person I would like to know a little bit is kind of how you experienced the Gary V. Maybe how you guys came up, how did that relationship start? You know, did you guys ever have any cool advice? And the second part question to that is kind of going back to your Soviet roots, in perspective, during that time, what were your parents pushing on to you to push forward for the next generations? I would be interested in hearing kind of their perspective as well. So that's the two-part question there. I'll let you answer that.
Absolutely. You know, Gary is my cousin's son. And whatever happened to me, why I become this Instagram personality, because you know, he's a big, and he invent all this social media stuff. So one day he, I don't know, he's a funny guy, you know. I know him since he was a little, but he's a really powerhouse, and he's mm-hmm. super smart, and he sees stuff that nobody see, and he's very inspirational. So one day, it was maybe like 4 years ago, on Christmas, I put a little post, which is like really was stupid. You know, I had 187 followers. It was all my people that I know personally.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I was here in Miami. And for some reason, I you know, I flipped the finger. And it was, if you go back, it's probably still there. And all of a sudden, it was at the beach. I didn't pay attention. And I see that I come into my phone and I have like, maybe 15 calls from my son. I said, what's going on? And I dial it, and I said, what's happening? So he said, listen, what happened with you and your Instagram? I said, I don't know. I even didn't have notifications. Listen, you're going nuts over there. I said, what happened? He said, you have 9,000 likes on your post. I said, what does it mean? He said, you did something. You bought the likes? I don't know. And then I see text from my daughter coming, and she said, Dad, answer me, what's going on? Let me call her. What happened?
It was a family event, huh?
Turn your Instagram. I said, and so that's how I started. So I said, Gary, what have you done? You know, he said, like, go follow my uncle. And back then, he only have like 2 million followers. And you imagine, like, I have 90,000 likes and some kind of a bullshit, no content. And so he called me. I text him because he don't get no calls. You know, he said, listen, you need anything, you text. Don't bullshit me. You know, if you follow him, he always advocate no phone calls because you need to, you know, you leave the message. I need to take the message out and to call you back is bullshit. You have something to say, text me. I get to you.
Exactly. Gotcha.
So he said, you know, listen, I thought it's going to be funny. I think you can do it because of your personality. And, you know, and I was thinking about retirement. So he said, you know, go have fun. So I said, you know what? I go fun. In the beginning, my daughter and my wife said, oh, what are you doing? You know, but now they're used to it and they're kind of even supportive. But, you know, my content is strange because, you know, I do some crazy stuff. And sometimes my wife called me, I'm in Miami, and I said, you know, stop it, you know, what are you putting just now? You know, we have a children, we have a daughter. I said, listen, and you know, neighbor Elaine, she has daughters, and you know, you said a sexy joke. I said, listen, I'm sorry. I mean, I feel bad, but listen, this is my platform. And you know, the daughters of Elaine, they need to get, you know, to get teaching from the parents, not from me. I'm just, you know. But
gotcha.
And you know, when it's no problem. I enjoy a lot. You know, they say that that it's could be bad social media. Probably it does some damage, but to me it does well. You know, I'm retired, so I spend a little time at least, and I made a lot of friends, and people want to see, and I communicate. I get a lot of DMs, and I get passionate about it. So this is Gary V. Start all this. Thank to him, and you know. And sometimes when he gives me a like or he gives me a something, so he boosts my following big time.
I gotcha. And then as far as person, I mean, I know you're pretty successful. You're retired already, you know what I mean? And you could lean towards that. And you travel quite a bit. I don't know how you do it because I get tired when I travel very easily because I've done so much. I'm just like over it. I just want to get there and
I'm not a very good traveler, you know.
get
But I travel because I have a place in Miami. We have a place, so I'm coming like from home to home, and you know, and when I go visit my daughter in Paris, so I also try to get more comfortable, you know. But
That's
yeah,
good. I need them crazy Russian Uncle Miles.
I try to stay comfortable as much as possible. But right now we're dreaming of traveling, you know, with this Corona stuff.
Absolutely.
I think of going someplace. What maybe my daughter coming and my wife coming to Miami in a few days. I take a trip to Sarasota. So it's gonna be a road trip. I never been, so we make a little something. But
there
yeah,
you
I want
go.
to travel. France, because my daughter lived there, but it's all locked down, so she came back. So everything is I like travel between Miami and New Jersey. It's easy. And you know, on your question on value that my parents listen, it's a you know, I live in Soviet Union. It was a very, very different situation. And value, you know, mostly state. Most a lot of time in Soviet Union is state involved in your uprising and education. So we was patriots. We was growing up in Soviet Union in socialist, but we was happy, you know, because it was the whole structure, the system was closed. You know, you don't have access to the outside. So my parents have it hard. Everybody have it hard when you live in totalitarian system, and yeah. This system wasn't structured very good financially. It's always shortages of everything, you know. It's it's a lot of stuff is out there. People know it's not made up. What so
now, is there anything that you'd like to share about the Soviet Union as in a positive light, or something that maybe people need to know about the Soviet Union that maybe we don't?
People need to know that the socialist doesn't work. Simply, you know, I always, you know, Gary told me, he said, listen, if you want to do good on Instagram, you know, go very, you know, don't touch the politics and go very little on religion.
Correct.
So obviously it doesn't happen to me because, you know, I need to answer people asking me question, and I tell them the way it is. Listen, mm-hmm. But it's good part that you can express yourself. I'm never push. I mean, I strongly sometimes, if you're my follower, I strongly express myself. Mm-hmm. But no way, I don't push it because we need to have a democracy here. And we need to have different opinion, not necessarily violence, but without the, listen.
A healthy dialogue. I'm tracking just to get a healthy dialogue going where we can actually have a conversation about the issue without bashing each other or what we stand for. And that's
Absolutely.
What it's kind of been. I got it.
Yeah, and for me, it's important because, you know, I know the difference and I'm trying to see. But you
shake
know,
people up. I got you.
It's not easy because, you know, my passion and my understanding doesn't go too far. They even doesn't go to my children because my children they grew up here. They have a different view. And we have a different, we vote for different candidates. And I said to my son, for instance, I said, I mean, how can you vote for this? Because you are capitalist. You own the business, you know, and he said, listen, we need, and listen, hey, what can I tell you? We have no problem. We did really never get at it because there's no reason for this. If somebody have the belief, but for me, you know, I'm strong. I'm thinking of doing a new segment on my social media,
mm-hmm.
to teach people how to survive in a socialism. I'm professional.
Hey.
I know. You know how? No, I tell you, this
Go
is
ahead,
such.
tell me. Educate the people.
Yeah, look, it's don't make it because you need to navigate. Listen, they make puppy training for dummy. This is bullshit. You know, to survive as socialist, you need to know a lot of stuff. Some basic stuff, because listen, it's completely different view and completely different situation, completely different approach to the basic things, for instance, than you learn and that I'm used to live, you know. So
correct.
It's
So that's an interesting topic. I can see where that could go.
He's gonna listen. It's gonna be like this. I'm gonna let you in on this guy. Listen, socialism is coming, children. But don't worry, because you have a crazy Russian uncle. I'm gonna make it easy for you. You might even become a rich.
There you go.
Because I know how to do it. Usually, you know, if fishermen know that usually fish bites better in the murky water. So you know, with the murky water, the better fishing. So I intend to teach my followers who wants to listen to my bullshit.
I got it. Tracking. I'll be there. Yes. So, Uncle, if you don't mind me calling you Uncle.
Absolutely.
I feel close, man. I feel close. I wanted to also ask you, probably, what is one of your biggest failures that you've learned from? Or maybe not necessarily yours, or one you've observed that you've learned from? I mean, either one. Doesn't have to be personal. It could be, and no names have to be so, but what do you think?
Yeah, you know, failures. I observe a lot of failures because, you know, we immigrants, you know, I live in immigrant community. I see a lot of people. I know one guy who become millionaire and lost everything 5 times. You know, this is some crazy stuff. So there is a lot of failures, but you know, if you don't try, you don't fail.
Correct.
You know, for me, you know, I was very conservative businessman. So when I start business, you know, for me, when I make a move, I always like, you know, because my ex-partner, he was very smart guy. So, you know, he makes move like this, an instance, you know. Mm-hmm. But for me, I need to contemplate. I need to speak to my wife, you know. So it's, of course, lots of failures. Listen, you know, I teach, you know, even if like, you know, that I'm a weed advocate. Mm-hmm. And I smoke, and I tell my biggest failure mixing weed with my business function, because I could have achieved triple what I achieved if I wouldn't use it, you know.
Understood.
Because Understood. It keeps back, no matter, you know. I'm an advocate and I'm using it for 40 years all day every day, and you know, I'm heavy, but I'm not out of it, because this is my failure. I tell you, I had a 3 hardware store. If I didn't smoke this shit, I probably would have 10 of them, because it's hold you back. So I don't take it as a failure, but it's like, yeah, but failure is good. Listen, I used to have a first hardware store, and it was paint store. I turned into hardware store, but was no plumbing department. And people asked for plumbing. I start explaining. Then I realized that neighborhood missing plumbing store, and I put it after only more than 12 years of having the store. I could have done this 12 years earlier. So this is one of my failures that I always consider that I lost 10 years. I could have already established, but I catch up. You know, I catch up after that.
I gotcha. But hey, it's still something that they're gonna learn from.
Yeah.
So anything you feel like expressing in general, any specific topics you'd like to talk about, or something that you came across today or on your mind during your walk today, or your experience? How was your day anyways? It was good?
My day was fantastic, my friend. I did 7-mile walk.
Whew.
It was so hot, you know, even it's not a summer season. But I walk with my good friend, and then I come here. I clean up the apartment because I'm a single guy now. My wife flew back to New Jersey. And I went to the beach, because I've been here 2 weeks and this was the first beach day. So I went to the beach, hang out with some my old friends, you know, who hang out here, mostly retired people. I'm a young retired, you know.
Gotcha.
I'm not even close to retiring age. But, you know, my children took over the business, and I'm having fun. You know, in the beginning, I thought that I'm getting a little stupid, but because of doing nothing. But now I kind of used to it, and so my day is not bad. And then I was waiting for you to connect, because you know I'm like a farmer. I go to sleep around 9 o'clock. Everybody make fun out of me, but I always up at 4, and gotcha. I like this. Of course, when somebody invite out or we go out, yeah, I can stay late. I have no problem. But gotcha. If I cook early dinner, because I become a cook, since I'm chef, I don't know.
You cook a lot, man. I see that Kettle One. You got the little works. You got all that down there.
That's my hobby, my friend, because you know what? Mm-hmm. What else for me to do?
yeah. My wife was a cook in the army for a little over 6 years, and she cannot stand it anymore. She's like, you're going to have to order something. I don't want to cook.
cook in the army?
Yeah, she cooked in the army for a long time.
This is serious, to cook number of people. I cook to my wife and my daughter when she comes, and to housekeeper, but that's it. But yeah, but when you need to feed people, especially soldiers, that's a challenge.
She can cook by numbers. That's so funny, because it's just like Puerto Rican style. When you go to eat at a Puerto Rican house, it's like they make that big pot. It's like get this never-ending rice. So
that's good. I connect Puerto Rico a lot. You know, a lot of my employees is because I was in New York City, yep. Upper East Side. You know, it's next to Spanish Harlem.
Absolutely.
A lot of my employees is Puerto Rico. I've been many times in Puerto Rico.
So my family lives in the Taino Tower area, right on 123rd and 3rd. So, and I'm from 163rd and Pro, because I'm originally from the Bronx and kind of moved our way up. So we were in Prospect. I live in Jersey. I live in Patterson for a bit. Lived in Passaic, Clifton. You name it. I traveled.
Now I see, so we can talk places with you.
Definitely. I'm a tri-state. My wife is originally from Connecticut. I'm from New York City mostly, so that's cool. All we got.
Texas, that's cool. Yep. I've never been in Texas.
Yeah, man, it's hot down here. Not much to do. You go to the coastline, you'll have kind of like a Miami-ish experience, but the water is very different. But Uncle, I'm not gonna hold you up anymore, man. This was a blast. The only thing I would love and be honored is if you sign us out the same way you sign out off in your Instagram. I would love to see it, and let's make it happen.
I would love to, my friend. It's been an honor to be interviewed, but this is a relationship. And when I get to the interview situation, maybe I ask you to be in my interview, okay?
Absolutely, sir. You know I'm here for you.
To your friends and to your followers and to my friends, hopefully they see it, and my followers, I can tell you as always, you know, use your brains, love in your heart, love yourself, always love yourself, love your country, love my veterans, and always remember, crazy Russian uncle, always love you.
All right, Uncle, this was awesome. Thank you so much, and you have a good night, man.
Bye-bye. Love you all.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.